As you come in here to the Room of Relics, you'll see a long display case made up of a number of smaller modules. The modules hold relics, memorabilia related to Varsovians and people connected with Warsaw who've made their mark on the city's history. The items date from eras ranging from the mid-19th century to the 1980s, and every single one of them has its own story to tell about its production, use, survival, and how it made its way to our museum's collections. Please head to the right, then have a look at the left-hand side of the cabinet and find the module below the grey information board. It holds a silver cigarette case, decorated with a monogram formed from the letters S and ST. It belonged to Stefan Stasnyński, a statesman and economist who served as mayor of Warsaw from 1934 to 1939. It was given to him as a memento by Kazimierz Konarski, the director of the Historical Records Archive. On the eve of the Second World War, Stasnyński left his cigarette case with a friend, Bronisława Glejinska. In September 1939, he was appointed civilian commissar within the Command for the Defense of Warsaw. Soon after the capital city surrendered at the end of September, he was arrested by the Germans, and in December that year, he was murdered. Bronisława Glejinska and her family kept the cigarette case. It made its way here in 2009, and it's one of the few mementos of Mayor Stefan Stasnyński that have come down to us. Now please head to the right and then stop in front of the large module holding a concentration camp uniform featuring a red triangle with a letter P, signifying a Polish political prisoner, and a number 3907. It belonged to a girl guide from the Szara Szeregi, the Grey Ranks. This was the underground branch of the Polish Scouting Association. They worked with the Home Army, the main Polish resistance movement during the Second World War. So this concentration camp uniform was worn by one of their members, Krystyna Taraszewicz, codename Nika. She was arrested for her clandestine activities on the 13th of November 1942 and incarcerated in Pawiak prison in Warsaw. From there she was sent first to Majdanek and then to Ravensbrück. It was there in July 1943 that she received this uniform by way of clothes. When she came back to Warsaw, she wore it for a brief while when she was studying journalism at the university here. If you have a look at the bottom of the module, you'll see the schoolgirl's ID card she carried with her during the occupation. Now please have a look at the modules to the left. In the lowest module, there are two mementos of Marcin Aleksiej Dawidowski, codename Alec. He died in 1943 at the age of 22 as a result of wounds received during a heroic action. He's one of the two central characters in a famous non-fiction book by Aleksander Kamiński, a leader of the Grey Ranks. The book was published by the Underground that same year and in English as Stones for the Rampart in 1945. Alec wore this leather belt when he was serving in the 23rd Warsaw Scout Troop, known as the Pomeranchania, the Orangery, and the Underground. He designed and made the little heater himself. Once hot water was poured onto it, it came in very useful for keeping the hands warm during diversions and acts of sabotage carried out in the winter. Now please go round to the other side of the showcase. Once you're there, please have a look at the upper section. You'll see a steel helmet with a camouflage cover. It's Polish, and it's the Model 31, used by the infantry. It belonged to Scoutmaster and Home Army Captain Andrzej Rumocki, codename Morrow, during the Warsaw Uprising. He commanded 2nd Company Rudy of the Zoshka Battalion. He was killed on the 15th of September 1944 in the centre of the city, somewhere between Ulica Solec, Solec Street, and the Vistula River. He was 21 years old. This keepsake was found by his mother, Jadwiga Romocka, and in 1950 or thereabouts, she gave it to the museum. Now please head to the right and look for a marble plaque with a gilt inscription. This plaque once adorned the edifice of the pre-war Ministry of Justice, number 7, Ulica Długa, Długa Street, in the Old Town. The insurgents set up a hospital there during the uprising. On the 2nd of September 1944, the Germans captured the building, then massacred the wounded and burned their bodies. After the war, the families of the slaughtered, who knew their loved ones had been in the hospital, wrote questions about their fate on this plaque. Finally, please have a look at the saucer on the far right at the bottom. This keepsake is connected with one of the most outstanding artists of the 20th century, Pablo Picasso. Picasso visited Poland in 1948 when he attended a propagandist event, the World Congress of Intellectuals in Defense of Peace, which was held in the city of Wrocław, around 350 kilometers, 217 miles, to the southwest. He also spent some time in Warsaw, where he stayed at the Bristol Hotel. On his final day here, he signed a saucer. This saucer.